Welcome to Programming in Tongue, a podcast of the Universal Translator Assistant Project.
Hello, and welcome back to Programming in Tongues. If you're a first-time visitor, this is the place where we take the languages of science fiction and fantasy, sometimes called xenolinguistics, and mix it together with computers to see how we can use computers to learn, study, and use the languages of science fiction and fantasy. I'm Joel, sometimes known as Mr. Klingon, and this is a Klingon podcast. Not all the time. I try to mix it up, mostly in the worlds of science fiction, sometimes the worlds of fantasy, but this podcast, very specifically, is about Klingon. And my contention that I often have to argue about in front of people, that Klingon is a real language. Now, I may have mentioned this in this podcast or others, but people talk about what things are real or not. I usually bring up the example, my favorite one, of Disneyland. I always say, is Disneyland a real place? And most people, I haven't met any yet, who will not concede that Disneyland is a real place. You can go there, you can spend money and do things there, but it's completely made up, just like Klingon. The difference with Klingon and Disneyland is that you can make travel plans. You can plan and get ready and go to Disneyland, whereas, at least so far, no one has ever proven that you can get to the Klingon homeworld, Klonosh, other than in flights of fancy or science fiction. However, this podcast is about some of the resources, commercial resources, not just fan-derived things, that you can get to study and use Klingon. I'm arguing that this at least gives one more point in the score sheet of whether Klingon is a real language or not. But let's hear what Worf has to say about Klingon culture.
Above all else, Klingon warriors value four main ideals of behavior: accuracy, straightforwardness, aggressiveness, and strength. By careful use of language, you can immediately signal your respect for these ideals, thus gaining respect. If you are going to operate in Klingon society, you must have respect.
That quote from Worf comes from the language tape Power Klingon. More about that in a minute. First off, Klingon has been presented in print. There is a dictionary that you can go. You can find it at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. You can go online and order your copy right now without even finishing listening to this podcast if you really want to study it that badly. The Klingon dictionary has gone through two revisions. It was an original edition, and then with vocabulary that was developed for the Star Trek The Next Generation TV series, more was added. Eventually, with Deep Space Nine, and I'm not sure if Voyager figured into this, but more vocabulary was developed, and also some reflection on the original language and culture was put together, and a book, Klingon for the Galactic Traveler. These are both by Mark Okrand, who is the linguist who was hired to create Klingon for the movies. As I've mentioned before, he was actually hired to do Vulcan, but he thought that was too boring for him, and he wanted to study, he wanted to look at the villain's language. He thought it'd be more interesting, and so it's kind of why we have Klingon that we do today. Now, some of the other tools that were developed are not in print. There is a book called The Klingon Way, which, at least checking the Barnes & Noble online catalog, it is not available as a new copy. You can order used copies from the network of used dealers. This is one of the great things about looking for things online. It is much easier to find out-of-print books and get them for pretty reasonable costs. Next resource that I want to mention is a really interesting game. It's called Star Trek Klingon. I think that ardent gamers may not think it is quite as interesting. It's definitely much, it's a pick-a-path kind of story. reading from the review that was on sci-fi.com, Star Trek Klingon is a game within a game. It purports to be a holodeck program hosted by Gowron, leader of the Klingon High Council, and aimed at teaching Klingon culture. In the simulation, it's much just like a holodeck if you have seen it on Star Trek. In the simulation, players take on the role of Pock, a Klingon youth about to pass his rite of accession. It begins at a party for Pock where his friends and family have gathered. For the most part, the game runs continuously like a television program, with the difference that often the characters look right at the camera and speak to you, because you're taking the point of view of Pock. And then every few minutes, a decision point is reached, and the action pauses, and players must react as honor and situation demand. The thing that was interesting about it is, just like the holodeck, as you're used to it on the show, you can freeze it, and you can inspect various parts of it. You can find objects and identify them. What is really interesting, and this, I think you could build a whole language lab and learning workshop around this game. The game includes some programs, some extra interactive teaching tools, which give you Klingon vocabulary and give you Klingon culture points, all of it hosted in video segments by Gowron, and it even includes a computer-assisted language tutor, which will check your pronunciation and will shout "kapla" when you finally pronounce words correctly. And this is really an interesting tool. It uses Dragon naturally dictating. I don't know what the name of that tool is, but it actually uses a speech-to-text tool to judge your speaking Klingon against a roster of people who were recruited from the Klingon Language Institute to help build the program. Now, one of the neat things, if you're planning to go to Italy or Spain or some country where you're learning the language, you can go to the library at the bookstore and get language tapes. You can get or CDs now more often that will give you a chance to listen and practice speaking the language before you ever go there. Well, some of these things were developed for Star Trek, for the Klingon language. The first thing was called Conversational Klingon, and it is modeled very closely after a human Earth-based language kind of instruction tape, and does a good job of it. It was followed up by Power Klingon. Power Klingon isn't available, as far as I can see, anywhere, nor is the Conversational Klingon tape. However, on iTunes and Audible, you can buy the audio content for your iPod or MP3 player. So it is still available. And in addition to that, there's something called The Klingon Way. Now, The Klingon Way was a book written by Mark Okrand, who is a very accessible introduction into Klingon language and culture. Essentially, it's a lot of phrases and expressions in Klingon, translated into English, with text that relates it to the known history of the Star Trek universe. It's really interesting because, I mean, if you have no interest at all in learning Klingon, it still is a neat reflection of the whole milieu of the Star Trek universe. That book was presented in audio on a tape that had Michael Dorn and Roxanne Dawson, otherwise known as Worf and Delana Torres, reading various sections of it. It's a lot of fun, and again, it's available through Audible or iTunes. I don't get a cut. I am an Audible user and enjoy getting a lot of books, audiobooks through Audible, but I just want to point out that it is available. It's really nice to get. The other thing I should mention is that if you get the Star Trek Klingon game, besides the game, besides the interactive language lab, there is a abridged version of Power Klingon available there as a conventional audio CD, so you can get that for your study. Now, besides all those commercial products, there are a number of tools that people have developed to study and use Klingon from the world of fandom. The one I want to mention is KLI Flash for Windows. I've got a picture of it. It's developed by a very active Klingonist from the Klingon Language Institute. It goes by the name Teresh. And he did a great job. It was originally written for DOS, and now it's a Windows program. Sorry, Mac and Unix users, there's no version for you, but you can maybe get an emulator and run it on one of your computers. There's also a very simple program that I wrote called Language Scout. It basically was a very simple drill program. It would present you with a word or phrase in Klingon, and you would have to translate it to English, or Divichol, as we call it in Klingon. There was a lot of interesting things that you could do with it, and I had fun producing it, but if you're looking for a very good program, go to Terrish's KLI Flash, because that'll give you a lot more depth and a lot more practice. Well, with that, I've kind of come to the end of the discussion of Klingon, but I hope I can demonstrate it to some small degree that you can treat Klingon and study it just like Italian or Latin or German. You can get the tools to learn it, and now you just have to build yourself a starship to go find a community where people speak it. I should mention there is an annual gathering, the Kep'a, the great gathering of the members of the Klingon Language Institute. It's been held both in the United States, and at least one meeting is in Europe. Generally, it's on the East Coast. I've yet to make it, and I'm not sure how soon or if ever I'll be able to get to it. But that's about the only place where you can find a large gathering of Klingon speakers. But start getting ready. Maybe you'll find that starship next week. Finally, I want to introduce a new podcast. If you are tired of the old news, or just you've had enough news from the radio and TV, newspaper and such, World News Mashup will give you a refreshing perspective, and it's surprisingly comprehensible, but I'll give you a chance to have a listen to it. You'll find the link to World News Mashup and the RSS feed on the show notes for this page. So thanks for listening, but now here's the news.
World News Mashup. The news doesn't get any better. Now, from our aggregator, today's stories. Scientists are developing minute particles that can detect private phone and financial records of an explosion at a seafood shop in Hong Kong. The Burmese junta stole 70 top-quality hairy crabs, a popular use, and possible abuse, of the law to gain access to a vehicle escorting Muhammad al-Gheddi in what is believed to be a precaution against government departments out of Rangoon. Azerbaijan's opposition accused one of the biggest Hindu temples of modern times at the mercy of pirates on deadly seas, a maritime union said yesterday. Nearly 1,500 cars are burned and many police injured in one of the most pugnacious, aggressive, and thick-skinned angry Kashmiris as the de facto border is recaptured in Louisiana after 3 days on the run. Indian Foreign Minister Natwar Singh is stripped for the resumption of talks after the deaths of at least 46 people just hours after he arrives for a surprise visit in protest at police treatment and custody. President George W. Bush arrives in Panama, a U.S. ally, after tents, poultry are culled in a Chinese province hit by bird flu, to question six officials in connection with the killing of the Indian team for the remaining eight initiatives on the ballot in Tuesday's referendum. Meanwhile, Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger spent the weekend campaigning for a joint U.S.-India Air Force exercise due to meet in London on Monday to continue efforts to break a global trade talks rebate if farm spending is reduced to deploy in support of police against any terrorist attack. And finally today, Yahoo and Google. Loud and unbalanced. World News Mashup. The news doesn't get any better.